You, miss. How'd you hear about this show? Your daughter. Where's it? You've been here before. You're on the email list. So you don't know who the fuck I am at all. What? You saw the preview. It was really good. Okay. So, miss, you have no idea. That's your mom. And your auntie and your uncle. Okay. Calm down.
Crack.
So, mom, you have, what's your name, mom? What is it? Your name is Lori. So, Lori, you have no idea about what I'm about. Let me give you a joke. This is a tone-setting joke to let you know the kind of comedy that I do, because you have no idea. You've never seen me before. She's got this. Doesn't require thick skin. It requires understand. I'm a nice person, Lori. So you have to understand it. You have to understand. I actually started a charity. I started a charity inspired by Simone Biles, a gymnast, for women with mental health issues. It's called Bitches Be Flippin'. Now, that's... it's a good one, right? I didn't start a charity, but... Bitches be flipping. If you remember nothing else tonight, bitches be flipping. Some of you are pissed. I know. I could tell.
Why don't you say something about men? What about men with mental health issues? We shoot up schools.
Okay? We don't do this pussy shit. Like, leave the Olympics. We go fucking crazy. Okay? Just to let you know, I just like jokes. It's a weird thing now in comedy. You have to say that things are a joke. Otherwise, people take you seriously. Like, this motherfucker hates women with mental health issues. Bitches be flipping. You take that one home, Laurie. That's for you. I hope you say it at work. It'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Your aunt's fucking dying over here. Are you guys sisters? You guys are sisters? You guys are sisters. And that's your brother-in-law? Brother. Oh, that's a voice you got. Auntie? What's your name, aunt? Dana. Dana? Fina. What do you do, Fina? What do you do? You're retired? What did you do? What did you do? You were a what?
A deli worker.
Got it. I got no jokes about deli workers. That's a salt of the earth people. That's where you get fucking perspective from, because you see everybody at their hungriest. That means the people are the fucking angriest, you know? Honey, I said turkey, bitch. All right. But you don't sound like you take shit from nobody, dang. Fina. Well, thank you for coming out. I appreciate your presence. Where are you from, Fina? Montana. I want to go to fucking Montana. That sounds awesome. Are there any Indian people there in Montana? Like me? Are you guys... You're from Montana? Do you own hotels out there? Do you? Do you really? You're going to Montana tomorrow? You're what? Your manager's got... What's the hotel you run in Montana? Best Western Whitefish. Nice. I guess I'm going there too. I live in a part of Brooklyn where someone dying on the corner is upsetting. Someone was murdered at my local bodega, my local sandwich shop. And I was like, I walked in like 24 hours later. That's the amount of time I give before I'm like, I gotta get a sandwich. And you know what I mean? Like, what am I gonna do? I walk in and there's a guy reading the New York Post. And the New York Post has a story of the person who's been murdered. And this guy's reading it in the deli that the murder happened. And I'm like, bro, just ask the fucking, ask the guy what happened. You got the primary source of information behind the counter. And the guy's reading the newspaper, and he's like, man, if I heard that shit, I would have been scared. And the guy behind the counter, his name is Muhammad, he's from Yemen, and he's like, scared? Why would you be scared, man? It was fine. And then the Guatemalan guy making the sandwich was like, man, you were scared too. When the fucking gunshot happened, you went, and then all three of them laughed. And I was like, how the fuck are these people laughing at a death while the blood is still drying outside? And then I realized, it clicked in my brain. I was like, oh yeah, the sandwich guy's from Guatemala. People get shot buying sandwiches all the time in Guatemala. And Muhammad's from Yemen. They don't have sandwiches in Yemen. Of course, if you're not laughing at that and you have a problem with me making fun of Yemen not having any sandwiches, your problem is not with me, it's with Saudi Arabia, okay? okay, I didn't cause no fucking blockade. Hell yeah. I fuck with Yemeni people. You can't do that with this many white people around, bro. I know it's fucking Tacoma, but shit for the fucking pop off. My man right here stormed the Capitol. You understand? That's his calling. He's like, oh, this is his time. You break out his tactical fishing gear. I'll fuck it with you. What's your name, brother? Brother of Fina? What is it?
Chip.
Is that like a nickname, or is it for what? Huh?
Chip off the old block.
Come on, Chip. I'll do the comedy. Just fucking answer the questions. I got it, man. There's no pressure here. I promise. What is Chip short for? Or what is it?
Chipper?
That's your real name. Fina. What's his real name? What?
Carl.
Hell yeah. Fina tells her how it is, man. Carl. Me and Fina, we gonna go out, man. You don't drink at all? Fina? You don't drink at all?
She quit.
A year ago. Congratulations, good for you. Someone booed you. Boo for making good life choices. Crack. I'm having fun. What's your name, Christian, sir?
Kaz.
Kaz? Cass. Got it. Is that like Chip? What is it short for?
Brandon.
Why? See, you and Chip have so much in common, And turn around. Look, you think you have anything in common with Chip? Look at that shit. That was the saddest high five I ever seen. That went about as smoothly as I thought it would, though. That was Butte, Montana. There ain't shit in Butte. Are you from Butte too? You just went there? That sounds awesome. I want to go a place where there's nothing to do so I could do drugs and connect with nature. You know? What'd you go to do? What's your name, bro? Chip? There's only one room for one Chip in this town. I've never seen Chip look angry in my life. Look at this motherfucker. This motherfucker's treading on your shit. Is your name also Carl? It's Charles? That's awesome. What a show. What a fucking show this has been. I expected this crowd to be rowdy, and you've held up to my expectations. You've managed, you've fucking met them. Some of you exceeded them, but yeah. But it's been fun. I don't know, I have no idea how much time I've done so far, but fuck it, we'll do 3 hours. Yeah. Where do you gotta go? Yeah, you guys are here. Crack. That was good. That was a fucking perfectly timed crack. It's crack o'clock. It's never a bad time for crack. Quick, anyone got a microwave we can sell? Get some old crack.